Quincy City Council President, Councillor at Large Nina Laying joins us via video conference, as is becoming the new norm for communication during this coronavirus crisis. Nina, I appreciate your time. I'm hoping to get your insight into what's going on right in Quincy and what you're hearing from folks in the city.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's nice to see you, even if it's virtually, you know.
Right. So what is it that, you know, you're hearing? Let's talk first, I guess, about the last city council meeting, the first one ever held in the city's history via, you know, a video chat. And that alone was a historic moment. And then, of course, the work at hand as well pertaining to this crisis. So if you could update folks on what that meeting was about.
Yeah, sure. So I want to first of all commend everyone, the folks, you know, over at QATV, everyone in the city council office, everyone at City Hall, who really worked hard over the course of a week to put that all together and to coordinate everyone's schedules and making sure that everyone's technology was up to date. You know, that wasn't an easy task, you know, to make sure that we were able to get all of that done. But during this time when everything comes to, you know, a screeching halt, government must keep going on. You know, we need to keep working. We need to keep our head to the ground and keep moving forward. And so I was really thrilled to be able to work with the administration and with my colleagues to address this appropriation. So it was a special city council meeting that was held, and it was an appropriation request to move $500,000. The request was to transfer $500,000 over from our snow and ice fund to a new COVID-19 emergency fund. And now, you know, whether or not that's going to be enough right now, just like everything else we're facing, it's really unknown, but we have to do the best we can to plan, to provide ourselves with the tools needed to address it here in the city. And so that $500,000 is going to go towards equipment for our first responders, for our nurses, for supplies. You know, even though we are working with MEMA to get supplies to our first responders in the city, it is always good to have options available to us so we're not relying solely on one source or another. And so again, you know, we're trying to do the best that we can with the resources that are in front of us, but this was a really proactive step, I think, by my colleagues in the city council and the administration to do what it is that we can here in the city to best prepare ourselves for whatever is to come.
Yeah, the mayor has talked about possibly using the old Quincy Medical Center site as a possible drive-through testing site for coronavirus. I know that that would take an incredible amount of work, first of all, to get the facility prepared and then to staff it as well. What are you hearing in that realm?
Yeah, I think everyone is, from what I've been hearing, everyone's on the same page, right? We want to make sure that we have the resources available to address this coronavirus issue, especially here in the city for our residents. And, you know, if we have the location available, then absolutely, you know, we want to make sure that that is a resource for folks who want to expand on areas where you can go and get testing done. You know, so that is there. That's absolutely an opportunity for people that who I know, you know, from what we're hearing from other countries, one of the biggest concerns is location, right? And not having enough locations to source out testing and to obviously, you know, help people who need the help or who need the beds. And if we have the location available, yes, come use it, you know, absolutely use it, take advantage of it. It's here, you know, that's what it's for.
Sure. What are you hearing from folks in the city, Nina, from, you know, the, the business owners, the residents themselves about how they're being impacted by this, what they're feeling about it and what they, you know, can do about it?
Yeah, it's really tough, Joe. I mean, you know, and we're in unprecedented times because this isn't about, you know, a storm that impacts one community and not the other, or an earthquake that impacts one state over the other, or a drought, or, you know, it's unprecedented because every single person, no matter where you live, is going through this, no matter what your economic background, your education, everyone is impacted by this, you know, and that's no different here in this city and here in this community. You know, when we have people who aren't able to work from home, you know, we have small business owners who, yes, under the new restrictions, maybe could do some sort of, you know, smaller operation, but then you have to think about overhead. And so they have to close their doors, you know, and I think one of the daunting things about this is that, you know, we are a city, we are a community made up of so many different small businesses. And I think, you know, even scarier than anything else is like how many of those businesses aren't going to be able to open again mm-hmm. if and when we are able to come back online, right? It's talking about those families whose kids are taken out of school right now. And, you know, is this it for the rest of the year? I mean, are they not going to be able to go back to school for the remainder of the school year, you know, and the stress that has on the families and the parents and even the teachers, you know, trying to keep up with, you know, how do I put together the resources for my students in the best way possible with information that can change within hours? I mean, I remember having this conversation, you know, a week ago, Joe, would have been very different
right.
than the conversation we're having today. And it's, I think, the unknown that is very jarring, but it's also the fact that we are all going through it together that I think keeps us moving forward. You know, we have a number of forums through social media where people are really coming together. People who have, I think, more means to come together and say, how can we help those who really need it? You know, and so I've seen emails and posts and all these, you know, folks from all different walks of life reaching out and saying, hey, if somebody needs groceries picked up or drop off, give me a call. I will come and do that for you, you know, or, hey, if somebody needs some support with just going and visiting someone and you need, like, it just, if you need some extra masks, I have some extra masks, like, whatever it is. That's something that, you know, I think we all need to really hold on to is that community support from one another that is happening, you know, so it's really encouraging to see.
What are you hearing, you know, specifically from the Asian community in Quincy, Nina? It's a very large segment of the population. A lot of them are Quincy business owners as well. And, you know, we've heard some unfortunate reports about some folks experiencing some unpleasantness, maybe some kind of blame for all this. Are you hearing that in Quincy?
Yeah, you know, there's no place for that. And I struggle with this, Joe, because again, like I said, you know, one of the things that has been really inspiring for me is seeing the influx of emails and communications of people in this city, regardless of their background, wanting to support each other. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, to give oxygen or to give life to the one-off comments about, you know, I don't even want to repeat them, you know, but just some of those kinds of comments that are so unnecessary, you know, regardless of what your background is, you know, we just like anybody else have kids in the schools that we're trying to figure out, okay, you know, how am I going to make sure that you have a structured schedule, you know, and make sure that you're getting caught up on your schoolwork from your teachers, you know, regardless of what language you speak, where you come from, you're still thinking about, okay, well, what am I going to do to pay my bills tomorrow? You know, and how long is this going to go on? Am I going to be able to keep my job? Can I sustain my business? You know, can I pay my taxes? Can I make sure that I get my post, you know, my mail from the post office? Do I have to go to the grocery store at a certain time? I mean, everyone is going through the same thing, you know? And so for me, I'm not saying it's not happening. It certainly is, but there's no space for that right now. You know, we need to really highlight and give oxygen to the people from our city and from this community who are offering support to each other, who are, you know, helping one another, who are checking in on their neighbors. You know, that's who I want to give oxygen to. That's who I want to talk about. I don't want to give oxygen to those folks who are, you know, being a little bit, I think, small-minded when it comes to this and posting things because they were able to do so behind a computer. I mean, that doesn't help anybody. You know, we, again, our community that's flush with people who are right now wanting to help and wanting to offer support, you know, that's who I want to give life to. That's why I want to, you know, you do the like or you like their post or you share their post, you know, that's how we can combat some of those more negative comments, right? Don't even give oxygen to that. Don't like it. Don't repost it. Don't comment on it. Just, it's not worth it, right? We really need to focus on encourage all of those who want to come out and support their neighbors. And that's what I'm interested in focusing on.
Okay. You know, already we've seen the city set aside $1 million from the Affordable Housing Trust Fund as a cushion for maybe hospitality workers or, you know, folks in the restaurant business who are going to be impacted by this just to help them pay their rent and buy food. Do you think that's a good thing? And do you think the city should do more?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, again, this is a community effort and we have to do what we can with what we've got, you know, and that Affordable Housing Trust, I mean, it will continue to grow as, you know, everything going back on track, you know, as development right. continues to happen, that fund is going to continue to grow, you know, and I think that, again, given what resources we have, we need to do everything we can with those resources to give it back to the community and help them get through this, you know, at a time like this. It's like I said at the beginning of this call, you know, government can't stop, you know, if anything, we need to ramp it up. And I feel as though that's what we're doing with steps like the $500,000 appropriation or the $1 million out of the Affordable Housing Trust. You know, it's those kinds of steps that we need to keep doing to provide resources to help our residents.
Sure. For, you know, the city council coming up in the future, Nina, what, I guess the next meeting would be the 4th. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're probably, going to have to do this, Joe. Okay. I mean, this is going to be the new normal, I think, for folks. And, you know, I again, cannot thank everyone enough to, you know, who put all of that together for our first meeting through video conferencing on Friday. And I think it went really well. I mean, the public is able to participate. They are able to call into the meeting and either watch from their screens or just call in from their phones and listen into the meeting on their phones. And so, you know, these platforms that we're using, they have so many different options for participation. And mm-hmm. I think, again, it went really well on Friday. Let's take mm-hmm. it one day at a time. If that's how we have to conduct our next meeting in April, let's move forward with that and, you know, take it one day at a time and see what happens for the next one.
Yeah. And we're here at QATV planning to carry that live again also, so folks can watch it there as well.
I appreciate that. I mean, again, you guys did a phenomenal job with it and made sure to, you know, provide it with closed captioning. And right. It just, again, we're doing everything we can with the resources we have available to us. And you guys certainly are making that a lot easier for us. So please extend my gratitude to your team at QATV.
Of course. Thank you. Thank you. Do you feel that, Nina, the Asian community is getting the information they need about the coronavirus? Are there enough translation services? Are there enough places for them to go, publications to go to know what's going on?
Yeah, so the neat thing about the website, I mean, the posts that are reposted and posted again on social media all link back to the website. Mm-hmm. And the website is updated pretty frequently, if not multiple times a day.
The city website you're talking about.
Yes, the city website. Yeah. And that's, I always defer people to that website for resources, because you can click on, at the top, there is an option for language.
Yes.
Click on that and you can pick any language you want and it translates it in real time for you. And okay. So whether it's that, whether it's working with Betty Yao, some of the other nonprofits in the city, we're working really closely with BCNC, ACDC, you know, Corey and South Cove Manor, South Cove Community Health Center. You know, we just need to make sure that we're sharing information to as many places as possible, because there is a lot of misinformation out there. And when things happen so quickly, again, you know, it's the most important thing to make sure that people have accurate information, right? Because something that, you know, the governor can announce right now, Joe, and mm-hmm. can be changed in 2 hours, there's a lot of misinformation that can happen in that time frame as well. So, I think given how quickly and how fluid things are changing, we are staying on top of it as much as possible. And luckily, you know, again, we have a plethora of resources in the community that we're tapping into.
Sure. Personally, Nina, how has this, you know, impacted you in your family life and your professional life?
I'm going for a lot more walks than I thought I ever. You know, I think, you know, I'm one of the lucky ones where I am able to work from home. That does mean that I'm staring at my computer pretty much every single day for the last 2.5 weeks, but that does afford me the flexibility to, you know, again, just keep in touch with people in the community, stay on top of social media and communications. And again, share resources to those who, like me, are able to take advantage of them and then, you know, provide help to others who need it. You know, the number of people that I've reached out and just said, again, you know, hey, I want to go help check in on somebody who I know, you know, has an elevated risk right now. Can I go in and check in on them? Or, you know, hey, we want to provide resources and connect them to people who need help. How do I do that? So, you know, it's certainly been interesting, you know, but again, I count my blessings every day. I see what some people are going through, not just here in Quincy, but worldwide. And I think, you know, being able to focus on what we're going to do to support our community here and having the luxury to do so is I'm very honored and very lucky to be able to do that.
Sure. What are some good resources for folks who want to reach out to you if they would choose to?
I think, you know, every single one of us on the council, all 9 of us, we're accessible through social media. We're really mm-hmm. active on Facebook, on Twitter, some of us even on Instagram. And, you know, people can find our cell phones through the city's website. Okay. And so, you know, regardless if you're reaching out to your ward counselor, one of your at-large counselors, you can email us. Our emails go, you know, right to our computers that everybody is on right now. Anyways, right. City Hall and the City Council office specifically is still operating right now. So if folks have questions and they want to call the City Council office, they can still find, you know, the City Council office open. And then just going on the website, you know, there's a new post actually recently of all of the restaurants that are still doing takeout. Right. And so I encourage people to take a look at that. And, you know, once every couple of weeks or once every week, whatever they can afford, to just, you know, order some takeout, support mm-hmm. your local business. I know Interfaith Social Services is still looking for help as well. And yes. so, you know, Council Palmucci put out a GoFundMe page to provide some support as well for those who need it. So you can go and donate depending on, again, you know, whatever your resources are that you can give to those who need it. And it's just stay in touch, you know, stay in touch. There's things developing so quickly that the needs will continue to change. And so, you know, I think this is a really trying time. It's a really interesting but trying time. And we need to just focus on all of us in the community who are coming together to help us get through it. You know, that's all we can do. It's really hard. It's really different. It's really challenging. But I think for me and for some people I've heard from anyways, you know, the thing that gets us through is that we're all going through it, you know, and that's all we can do is just remember to be there with each other, check in on each other, do things like this where we have an opportunity to talk to each other, you know.
Absolutely. All right. Anything else you'd like to share with folks?
No, just remember to wash your hands and
yes.
be kind to one another. And yeah, we're going to get through this, right? There's no option. We have to get through it. We're going to get through it.
Absolutely. Great to talk to you, Nina. I really appreciate your time. And if we can be of any assistance, don't hesitate to reach out and we'll be happy to help you.
I appreciate that, Joe. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.